to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, The Light of Truth, and the scripture is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." In this scripture passage, Jesus states with confidence that seeing clearly is a good thing, that bringing light to what is hidden is a natural and a valuable work, something universally accepted. It's a given. But in our 21st century, is it true that the light is welcome, that revealing what is secret is what we really want? In our present Supreme Court situation, two versions of a decades-old event or non-event either took place or did not take place, as revealed by the light that is or is not brought to bear on it. I do not know the answer to this puzzle. But what I do recognize is a certain lack of passion on the part of our government towards seeing and following truth. Why else is the Senate so opposed to an FBI investigation of this event or non-event? And why won't the White House order it? What I sense is a rushing to closure after a perfunctory listening session and the celebration of an outcome already decided upon. Is the light of truth still a value in our culture? Hasn't it become more important to maintain a high-yielding economy for some than to focus the light on, for example, our broken environment? Isn't it simpler to incarcerate thousands of lost children than to bring back into the light of justice and to our borders and into our lives the endangered families which our government has caused to disappear? It truly seems that in our time, truth is what the power people want it to be. The hierarchical people who light up their own reality shows but consign inconvenient truths to the dark corners. But to these people, Jesus' words are a warning. Take care, then, how you hear. Because we know that the next words of this scripture passage do not mean what these people might want to hear. To anyone who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away, is not an endorsement of capitalism or greed or money or power in any of its forms. No. In Jesus' language of parable and paradox, these countercultural words direct the light of truth into the human heart as they echo this passage from Luke chapter 6. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good, and the evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart of the light bearer, the truth seeker, comes a happy familiarity with the good news of the gospel, and also a careful vigilance toward the scripture being written now in our 21st century lives. To those who welcome the light of truth, no matter where that truth will lead, the good treasure of their hearts drives away the darkness. What of those who would ignore or manipulate truth for their own purposes? Even what they seem to have will be taken away.